Little wake up in your weekday. This is Duke Dell and Dan and the Weekday Wake Up.
It is nearing 8:34 this morning on SVI Radio, and welcoming on the air this morning, Brian Muir, City of Kemmer Administrator, for his monthly report from Kemmer. Good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, appreciate your time as always, and thank you for the update and the report on what's happening. You know, of course, we hit March. That means the July is going to be here before we know it, and the big semi-centennial, the 250th. A lot of municipalities putting together some things. What's Kemmer have in the works for this year?
So, yeah, we're actually, we've been working on some of the events and how we might work with the town of Diamondville and also with Lincoln County on that. So we're still planning a lot, and we're looking at doing a commemorative coin to showcase the community a little bit, and also celebrate at the same time, a collectible, if you will. And so we're still working with Bob King, the economic development director of Lincoln County, and also with Cheryl Sloan, who's on the town council, Diamondville, and Kaylin Williams, our events coordinator, has been working on that. So it's just still in motion, and we're excited, of course. I remember I was thinking about it this morning. One of my favorite books I've read was by McCullough, 1776, on just how amazing how everything came together for our country. So,
yeah, no doubt at all. And the coin thing is really cool. I know the county will have one, and as we talked to Bob about before, and a lot of the incorporated communities going to have coins as well. So excited to hear Kemmer will also have one. That'll be great.
That's the plan. And we had actually tried to get some funding for it, and less was available than they had planned. So we're kind of looking at doing that. Just got to get final council approval on that. So
perfect. Brian Muir, City of Kemmer Administrator, on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Brian, give us an update on QB, this housing manufacturer that approached Kemmer about building a facility in the area, and I understand that's continuing to progress forward.
Yes, the most recent I believe it's pronounced Kubi, and the most recent thing that has occurred is we have changed, and it's all final now, the zone of the from the agricultural and residential usage over by the Justice Center there to light industrial. So that has been approved and finalized by the City Council. We're still in negotiations with them on kind of, you know, what we want to happen. The council has made an economic development finding, so we're just kind of waiting to hear from them to see what their plans are. So,
all right,
and it will be. We're hoping for it, of course, to be the anchor of our light industrial park. But if not, I mean, changing that, in our opinion, to light industrial is the best usage of that best use of that property anyway. It dovetailed well across the street from the other old light industrial park, which is starting to fill up. So,
do you have any, at this moment in time, any other interested applicants in that area?
We do not. So,
yeah.
Right now, we're obviously hoping on them and just kind of waiting to see what they're going to do. So,
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, I understand that in the a recent town council meeting, a new canine officer was either announced or introduced with the police force at Kemmer.
Yes, and I don't know her name yet, but she's a really great addition to the force and to the community. She's still in training, of course, so it takes time for her to get used to the trainer, which is Officer Blasingen, is actually the one that's going to be, he's already worked with her and getting trained and is going to continue to train her. And also we've got to figure out our processes and how we're going to, create policies regarding this new situation that we have. It's an opportunity to, it's a single use dog, I guess, is mainly for detecting drugs. So, and we actually saw the town of Coville actually has one, and they've actually demonstrated theirs and they've been very pleased with theirs, and we're hoping we're going to have the same success that they have had. So,
excellent. Brian, anything else happening in the city of Kemmer you'd like to mention today?
Oh, well, believe it or not, we had 8 inches of snow last week.
Yeah.
And
now it's gone.
It's all melted, almost all melted, it appears. So, but things are warming up, and we're getting ready to do what we call it hot patching, cold patching. I get that mixed up. Cold patching where, this time of the year, you just try to fill in potholes the best you can until the ambient temperature gets a little warmer for a more permanent fix to the potholes. So, and staff is working on that, and we're getting ready for budgets here. Just looking forward to a good year again, and we're excited that we're moving forward. It sounds like, for the most part, the legislative sessions went well regarding that and their direct distribution. So I think we're in a good place as we look forward. I'm assuming the governor passes everything, of course. So
sure. That's City of Kemmer Administrator Brian Muir this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, as always, appreciate your time and the report today.
Hey, thank you.
You bet. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.